understand, giving three mindfulness, their attention and their comprehension.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Something you said, the word understand, hopefully my question is, can you push out the word understand means?
Uh-huh, right. Yeah, well, I think that's where, and that's why I put a lot, actually, the several readings around mindfulness were specifically because there does tend to be, kind of in the vernacular and popular kind of use of language that sense of, just be mindful, or if it was just bear attention, it's sort of enough. But the Buddha's teachings tend to be a bit fuller and a bit more flushed out. And learning the skills of directing attention in a way that is not just being mindful, but then also assessing what's the result of that mindfulness. What is the mind actually being what's its bare attention of? Because we could put bare attention on anger and just keep steeping ourselves in it. Recognition of what is it that is actually beneficial or not beneficial, what is feels like it's bringing about well-being or bringing about more dis-ease. Even when the Buddha himself describes mindfulness, like mindfulness of four foundations of mindfulness, then it's always within that context there's four different qualities that the Buddha points to in its stock phrase. And it describes how mindfulness is to be applied. So this sense of ardent. So there's a certain application of effort. Ātāpi is the word in Pali. So there's an application of effort, and the effort has a focus. The effort is put forth for the undermining or burning up of defilements. It's Sampajano it translates as alert, but it's that clear comprehension again, where the Buddha is clearly comprehending the thoughts and feelings and perceptions. What's going on in the mind? What's it feel like when thoughts, feelings, perceptions arise? What's it like when they establish themselves? And what happens when they pass away? How to track that. So there's this alertness and clear comprehension that's following what's happening. It's not just sort of, it's engaged as opposed to, because there is a sense, in that sort of that bare awareness, there's that kind of, it implies a kind of an aloof observer. Mm-hmm. And and the way that the, especially in the Satipatthana Sutta, where the Buddha is describing the mindfulness of breathing, he's using the verb that he uses, like experiencing the body, experiencing the in-breath and out-breath, experiencing these. So it's not just observing, it's like experiencing, and one is willing to feel what the experience is. So that is an aspect of mindfulness. There's where one is experiencing, and then the mindful satima, possessed of mindfulness, and being mindful, being aware, and then the last aspect that the Buddha points to is setting aside greed and distress, Abhijja and Homanasa, a sort of desire, delight, attraction, aversion toward the world. So that sense of liking, disliking, attraction, aversion, one's willing to put that aside and be in a place of kind of in the balance and alert and watchful.